to close.
Hello. You all know my name. It's Professor or Prof. Sometimes, hey, Prof. But I'm afraid I may not know all of yours yet. I could call you student or stewed, but that might sound less respectful than Prof. I want you to know that if I do say the wrong name sometimes, I have been known to call some by the names of their siblings or their parents or whatever popped into my mind at the second. It's not intended to disrespect you. I know how important your name is to you. You want it to be special, unique, associated with good, even great things, whether in the classroom or in the dorm or gym or out on the fields. Do you want good things to happen to you in the classroom? So do I. And out of the classroom, too. We all have our secret wishes for this year, I would guess, things that we would like to happen. We might not want to tell anyone because they might think it sounded silly, or we might be embarrassed if our wish did not come true. But we really would like things to go our way, wouldn't we? To be called by our right name with some respect, and to see our wishes come true. Then why, do you suppose, does our teacher Jesus Christ tell us to pray not for our name, but for our Heavenly Father's name to be honored? Why does he teach us to pray not that things go our way, but that his rulership holds sway? Why pray for our Father's wishes to come true this year instead of our own? Could it be that the best thing that could happen to us would be that his name would have respect among us? Could it be that the best thing that could happen to us is that he might be in charge and we might get what he wishes for us? Yes, of course. Without our asking, he loved us so much that he sacrificed his own son, not just send him off to school, but to the grave, to rescue us from the damnation that our sins deserve. Surely he knows and he wants what's best for us. So Jesus teaches us to pray to him in a spirit of, I'm on your side, Lord. Whatever is you, I'm for that. Whatever you want, that's for me. I can only offer daily needs, hunger, and all that goes with it. Let God's will be done, for he has promised to provide. I come with a bottomless pit of indebtedness that my sins and rebellion have dug. May his rule not only give me needed bread, but forgive me this deep debt, while I strive to be like him, showing forgiveness to others. My sinful human nature enjoys flirting with temptation. What fun is a G-rated life, my flesh whispers, or shouts, or laughs. But my Savior teaches me to pray against temptation and to side with him who wants to rescue me from all that is wicked, evil, bad, vicious, and degenerate. So here we stand at the beginning of another school year in our life. And nothing better could happen this year than that we get His name right every time. The name that He put upon us in our baptism. Nothing better could happen than to have Him behind the steering wheel all the way. We bring our hunger, our debts, our inclination to temptation, and the evil which we so richly deserve, and ask instead for the greatest blessing, that His will, His wishes, His ruling, His name, Emmanuel, God with us, prevail among us today, tomorrow, and always. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Stanzas 5 and 6 of 343. Let's rise.